This scroll is believed to be the oldest complete Torah scroll in the United States and third oldest in the world. It's estimated to have been scribed in Spain or Portugal around 1460. It eventually arrived in Savannah in 1733 when London's Bevis Marks Synagogue sponsored a group of Jews to come to Georgia. They donated the Torah, knowing that reading Torah was imperative to establishing a congregation. 4 years later, a member of Bevis Marks sent another 15th century Torah. Most Torahs are written on calfskin or parchment, but Sephardic Torahs from this era, the 15th century, were often scribed on deerskin. Deerskin was considered to be stronger, and the print was thought to last longer. All Torahs are written with the quill from a kosher bird. Notice the yad, or pointer. It's used to keep track of where the reader is and protect the Torah. There are lots of rules regarding the creation of a Torah. A trained scribe performs a ritual bath every time he starts to work on the scrolls. It usually takes a year to 18 months to complete the process. With so much detail, mistakes are bound to happen. If it's an ordinary mistake, a special tool is used to scrape away the ink. If the mistake involves God's name, the page must be replaced with a new page. The old page is buried as a sign of respect.